Hey everyone, John Gonzalez here from MLive.com.
And Amy Sherman, and we'd like to welcome you to this special podcast edition from MLive.
So, Amy, who do we have with us now?
Well, we are lucky enough to have our good friend Mike Norton with us from TraverseCity.com. And Traverse City is in the news a lot as a great place to visit. But you guys are a great place to visit all year round, not just in the hot summer months.
That's right. In fact, we pride ourselves in being a four-season outdoor destination. But, you know, we also have a lot of stuff going on indoors.
Yes, you do. And you have, so many different things you can do up there, whether it's going to museums or eating at fantastic restaurants, right?
That's right. And a lively microbrew scene.
What is?
That's for sure. We do enjoy that.
No, there really is a lot to talk about when you do talk about Traverse City. But I think there's also one of the things that you don't get a lot about or hear enough about, I think, is that it's a great place for families. You hear about the wine tours and the beer and the foodie towns, but really you can bring your family up there and have a great time.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, that is one of the things. You know, we got a little proverb. You dance with the girl you came with. And the folks that really made Traverse City a world-class destination have been families, you know, for more than 100 years. And one of the nice things, again, about coming up in the off-season, especially in the spring and fall, is it becomes a more affordable destination for folks who've got, you know, they got three or four kids that come along. It's not a big thing to go check in one of those beautiful resorts, use the pool, get some good food, enjoy yourselves. You can even have a little romantic evening on your own while the kids are down doing something else.
We don't care what they're doing.
Hello.
Just get out of the way. Yeah. You know, the thing too, and I noticed the families that keep coming back during the Cherry Festival, the National Cherry Festival, you do have generations of fans that come back every year for that. Yep. That week-long festival there, right on a beautiful open space park.
Exactly. And we really, really... we encourage that. We've done a lot to actually bring some of that feel back. There's a couple parades, for instance, that got eliminated from budget reasons. People just missed them because that was what they grew up seeing. So we brought them back. A lot of people don't know this, but my boss, Trevor Tkach, who was with the Cherry Festival, actually got his start as a prince in one of those parades.
Did he really?
A little kid, yeah.
These are good secrets to know.
Wow.
About Trevor. I like
now
this.
Now everybody knows.
Everybody knows. That's great. I love that story.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Cherry Festival is one of your biggest events. How many people usually come and attend that festival?
You know, quite often 500,000 will show up. Fortunately, not all at once.
Not all at the same time.
Not at the same time, yeah.
But it does, even though it does get a little congested down there, it also spreads out rather quickly because you have more than just the downtown area.
Right. And that's one of the things, you know, we have two, you could call them challenges that we have to deal with. One is seasonality, and we were talking about that. Another is spreading events out geographically. So you've got several venues in several areas, and you're not putting everybody there where people are trying to drive through, and you know, you're creating a more hospitable experience for the individual traveler as well.
Mike, how long have you lived in Traverse City?
Golly, it's 40 years.
I didn't
want
to stump you there, but
we were talking a long time, man. I don't feel that old.
We were talking to Lori Hathaway from the Leelanau Wines, and about this event that's coming up in May. And she was talking about how the wine community there is spread out a little bit, but it's also everyone kind of working together. And in May, it's all going to come together, right?
Exactly. You're going to see some unprecedented cooperation. It's going to be kind of fun. You wine growers are entrepreneurial guys and gals. And, you know, one of the things that I think we're beginning to see is the blending of some of these lines that really are arbitrary.
Right.
Our brewers have been doing that for a long time. They meet together, they share information, and the wine industry is doing the same thing now.
So today we're at the tourism conference in Detroit, and someone's walking around with donuts, Amy. Can you believe that?
I just saw that.
They're teasing us with donuts.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Yeah,
well,
the
look tray, at that.
Tray full of donuts.
I can't eat anymore. This thing is killing me.
But that reminds me, though, Traverse City, we talked a little bit about food. And we were there for the search for Michigan's best donut. Mm-hmm. But you have donuts, barbecue, tacos. I mean, the list is endless. If you're a foodie, Traverse City is your town.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, I got to tell you, I love restaurants. I love taking folks out. And I cannot keep track anymore. There's like, now I'm like two restaurants behind. Just trying to go, oh, yeah, people ask, and you want to be able to tell them, yeah, right. I've been there, but I don't have enough time to get to all the restaurants we've got.
What are some of your don't miss places in TC?
Okay, this is one not a lot of people know about this. It's called the Town Plaza.
Oh,
have you been there?
Oh, yeah. I love that place.
Because the way they do pork is amazing. And they use those little Mangalitsa hogs, the little ones that look like sheep.
That are extra tasty.
Oh, they are.
Oh, yes,
yeah, it's
they
the
are.
Fat that does it, you know.
Yeah, that place is great. We stopped there for the search for Michigan's best breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a great breakfast there.
Breakfast is good.
That whole corridor, you know, Seven Monks is fantastic.
Yep.
Is it the Element Shop that's right there, too?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like every street has a great restaurant, or two, or three.
Yep, and now they're into the alleys. So, you know, it's kind of
the food trucks.
Well, and that's one reason why I like to go to TC kind of like in the shoulder season, because it's not hard to go into the restaurants. It's not hard to get a reservation, which sometimes on a busy holiday weekend in the summer can be a little bit difficult. But this is the perfect time to go. You're going to have great weather and no worries about
people are glad to see you. You know, in the middle of July, it might be a... I'll get with you in a minute.
They're always glad to see you.
Oh, it's true, but I tell you, in the spring, they're really glad to see you. God, the winter's been so long. You know?
Well, I think that the Traverse City Uncorked event that's happening all during the month of May.
Yep.
And people can go to that website, right? Traverse
City
Uncorked.
Just go to traversecity.com, look for the Uncorked page, and they're adding new events like almost every day now. So
yeah, it seems like that's going to be really, really fun. And I like the collaborative nature of it, that you guys are all working together.
Yep.
So traversecity.com, great website, great resource, right?
Absolutely.
What else
have you
find
seen
there?
The video on it? Now we're streaming video live.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's always good information, right?
Yeah.
We love it. All right.
TraverseCity.com.
Very good. All right. Well, Mike Norton from TraverseCity.com, we have to thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
People are going to head up for May for Traverse City Uncorked. It's going to be a big wine event. If you are into Michigan wines, this is definitely something you do not want to miss. Right, John?
That's right. And thanks for joining us, and we'll plan our trip soon.
Hi, I'm Mike Norton from Traverse City Tourism, and I'd like to thank MLive for having me on this special edition podcast.